I'm here for you. And if you find yourself freaking out or just slipping into a kind of malaise, you're just whatever the difficult emotions may be that you're going through, I do believe it will help you just to remind yourself, you know what? Relevant Radio's got my back. Patrick Madrid's got my back. Drew Mariani's got my back. Chuck Neff, The Inner Life's got my back. All the people here at Relevant Radio, that's why we're here. And we want to be your friend. What I mean by that is, you know, your friend isn't just somebody who always, you know, I forget who gave this definition of friendship. I really like it, though. Friends are not two people who stand facing each other. True friends are two people who stand side by side facing in the same direction in approaching the future together and helping each other together. I just like that definition. So number one, yes, you have a friend in me. I am here for you every day. And this is why I ask you to tell your friends, because maybe there are other people out there who'd like to be friends with us and hang out with us and get some strength and encouragement and hope from listening to this program and the other programs on Relevant Radio. But you have another friend. You know where I'm going with this, right? It's your guardian angel. And your guardian angel is given to you by God to help you. You know the guardian angel prayer that we Catholics learn from the time we're little kids? Angel of God, my guardian dear, to whom God's love commits me here. Ever this day be at my side, to light, to guard, to rule, and guide. Amen. That little prayer, which has been around forever, it's a way of inviting our guardian angels into our daily lives. And when you pray that prayer, when you invoke the intercession of your guardian angel, he's the happiest angel around, because he's just waiting for you to invite him into your day-to-day life, to ask him to help you, to encourage you, to show you what's the right thing to do. Have you ever had a moment where suddenly you have this instant of clarity? Maybe you're not sure which decision you need to make, go this way, go that way, or there's some other predicament or dilemma, or maybe you're just not even thinking about anything, and suddenly you get this really clear insight, and all of a sudden you just know that this is the thing I need to do, or I don't need to do that. That is very likely your guardian angel, who is shining a light of God's grace on your mind, on your intellect, and illuminating what may otherwise be very murky and imperceptible. And suddenly you have this blinding clarity. Don't be surprised if that's your guardian angel who's doing that for you. And the more you ask him to do this, the more he will do it. Honestly, he's just waiting to be asked. So there's this great story here, Maura Rowan McKeegan. We're going to post this for you so you can read the whole thing. It has to do with St. Padre Pio. The great St. Padre Pio, who could read souls. If you went to confession to him, he would know what your sins were. He never met you before. He would know what your sins were. And if you left one out, he'd say, excuse me, aren't you leaving something out? Oh, yeah. So he had the gift of discernment. He could read souls. He was known to bilocate. Documented examples where he was with his fellow friars in San Giovanni Rotondo in Italy, and at the same time he might be in a hospital at the bedside of somebody who's sick and dying, giving them the last rites, and nurses and doctors see him there. Many instances of things like that. There are too many to recount right now. But here's some details from this article. St. Padre Pio's life was filled with supernatural phenomena. He could bilocate, as I said. He was physically assaulted by the devil. He said that more souls of the dead than of the living climbed his mountain to attend his masses and seek his prayers. And there were a lot of living people who did that. He had the wounds of the stigmata for 50 years. And with his many references to angels, he seemed to inhabit the angelic world. In confession, he often told penitents to send him their angels when in need. Clarice Bruno, she wrote in her book, Roads to Padre Pio, one of Clarice's friends once had a difficult decision to make and lamented how far away Padre Pio would be. Send me your angel, he said. But Padre, she replied, do you listen to him? And he says, and do you think I'm deaf? Another woman, whom Padre Pio had advised to send her angel, decided to send him her angel on one of his anniversaries as a greeting. She received a letter a few days later from a resident of San Giovanni Rotondo. In confession, Padre Pio had asked this person to write the woman with a message from him saying, the Padre thanks you for your spiritual greetings. So he received this information from the angel. Padre Pio advised people, just like you, to send him their angels because he understood the power of angels in a way that many of us don't. He wanted to remind the faithful, that is you and me, to have recourse to their angels in times of need. Now, is the COVID-19 virus a time of need? Yes. So is this a good time maybe to ask your guardian angel to help you out? Yes. How about the guardian angels of your children or the guardian angels of other people who are important to you? Is this maybe not a good time to ramp up your reliance upon them, God's ministering servants that he appoints to each one of us? Jesus said that every person has a guardian angel. Remember that God is inside of us, Padre Pio said. God is inside of us when we are in the state of his grace and outside of us when we are in grievous sin. But his angels never abandon us. He is our most sincere and trusted friend, even when through our own fault we sadden him with our bad behavior. It is a great consolation, Padre Pio said, to know that the protection of our guardian angel is not contingent on our behavior. And even when you have strayed far from God, your angel will not leave you. And, as Padre Pio reminds us, our angels are ready to go places on our behalf. You can send your angel where you cannot go yourself. You can. And he did. Thanks to Padre Pio, we can be reminded that there is something else our guardian angels can do for us during this pandemic. When Padre Pio asked that people send their angels to him, he was imitating his Heavenly Father, who sent angels long before Padre Pio lived, when Jesus was in the Garden of Gethsemane. Knowing that his enemies were coming to arrest him, he was alone. The friends he had brought with him had fallen asleep. His agony was so great that he was sweating blood. And then the gospel tells us, there appeared to him an angel from heaven strengthening him. That's Luke 22:43. In St. Padre Pio's moving reflection called The Agony of Our Lord in the Garden, he says, I think that the angel bowed low before the eternal beauty, sullied with dust and blood, and that with unutterable respect he entreated Jesus to drink the cup of the glory of God the Father and for the redemption of sinners, for the glory of God the Father and for the redemption of sinners. When Jesus was alone, feeling abandoned and in agony, God the Father sent an angel to strengthen him. Likewise, when the people you love are alone, feeling abandoned and in agony, you can send your angel to strengthen them. Your angel can go to the elderly in the nursing homes who long for visitors but can't have any and comfort them. Your angel can go to people who live alone to ease their solitude. Your angel can go to children without anyone to play with and make them laugh. Your angel can go to people struggling with depression and loneliness and lift their hearts. Your angel can go to your loved ones who are sick or scared or heartbroken and strengthen them. As the angel in the garden strengthened Jesus, in times of great need, we are never helpless, for our guardian angels are ready and waiting to give the supernatural assistance that heaven alone can provide. And here's a great quote. This is from Psalm 91:11-12. For he will give his angels charge of you to guard you in all your ways. On their hands they will bear you up, lest you dash your foot against a stone. Psalm 91, maybe a good psalm to bookmark during the coronavirus. So please don't forget your guardian angel. In terms of praying, it's simple. Just pray that guardian angel prayer. Let's all pray it together. Angel of God, my guardian dear, to whom God's love commits me here, ever this day be at my side, to light, to guard, to rule, and guide. Amen. And they will. And all they're waiting for is the invitation. And the more you invite them, the more they'll do. They're not going to push themselves on you. Your guardian angel will not force himself into your life. But if you invite him in, he will gladly step in and help you in ways you can't even imagine. So do you have a friend? Yes, you do.